You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 24, the penultimate episode of the Storm Chat Podcast Season 1. I'm your host, Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC, and today we are going to be talking about why you should be improving your craft all day, every day, no matter what. Now, if you have not watched the previous 23 episodes, I highly advise you do. Go on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as the G-Storm Network YouTube channel, and be sure to like and subscribe to those platforms if you have not done so already. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the G-Storm news, and boy, do we have a lot of news. In case you guys do not follow me on social media, which you should be, I hope you guys are, I officially announced the release date for the Eternity's End demo. The Eternity's End demo will be releasing May 10th, literally next Friday, the same day the final episode of Storm Chat Season 1 airs. Yes, so May 10th, you guys will be able to play the Eternity's End demo. I'm so excited. I have been putting all the other things that I've been working on to the side just so I can dedicate my time and putting the demo together. It's going to be available on a platform called itch.io, which a lot of independent and small video games are on. And I just want to throw a little something together for you guys so you could see Eternity's End in its roots as we go on this journey of, you know, building this series, building this franchise, building a community, and getting Volume 2 out, of course. You know, I'm working on that and all the fun things I have planned for the flagship series of the company. And for those of you guys who do not know, again, if you haven't followed me on social media, May 1st was actually, this May 1st that just passed, was actually the 2-year anniversary of the release date of Eternity's End Chapter 1 on globalcomics.com. And we have almost 20,000 readers worldwide. It's been an incredible experience. Even though Volume 1 is out, you can buy Volume 1 now on Amazon, people still check out that first chapter. People still support the first chapter. I even got a few donations. And if you guys donated to me on globalcomics.com and you are listening to this or watching this, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. Your support is much appreciated. Like, you guys have no idea. Like, this stuff goes a long way. This stuff really does go a long way. So I'm really grateful to everybody that shows their love and support for Eternity's End, as well as my business, G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. So, yes, the demo is coming out. And now, for some reason, if you can't find the itch.io website or the link, you can always go on my website, www.gstorminc.com, and there will be a link right there on the homepage where you can go directly to the demo and it'll take you to itch.io and you can play it that way. So speaking of website, I'm also in the process of building a brand new website that's going to combine my online store with my main website. So that should be coming in the summer. Stay updated and, you know, on the social medias and all that for when that happens. I'll make a big announcement on the YouTube channel, G-Storm Network YouTube channel, when that does happen, so you guys know to get on over there. And if you guys want to buy a copy of Eternity's End Volume 1, a signed copy, or if you want to buy some merch, I'll have all my inventory on hand. I won't be working with like other printers. I'll be having my inventory like on hand. So yeah, it's gonna be a lot. There's a lot of good things coming. There's a lot of good things coming for G-Storm Entertainment. Although this is the second to last episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, Storm Chat Podcast will return in the summer. I'm looking for a either late June, early July return, just because I want to get some of the things that I'm working on situated, as well as, you know, I'm doing a lot, guys. But yeah, Storm Chat's gonna be back. So next week will be the final episode, and I'll be going on hiatus. Be sure to check out the G-Storm Network YouTube channel, because I will be vlogging my trip to Japan. And that's actually at the end of this month. Holy crap. It's going to be really exciting. And if you guys follow me on TikTok or Instagram, be sure to follow me if you haven't done so already. I'm going to be going live and you guys can ask your questions and things like that. So my Instagram is gstorm.entertainment and my TikTok is gstormentertainment, all one word. Okay, so yeah, that is lots of news. Also, I'm also working on Strigoi too. Strigoi has been a wild ride. I had a lot of fun planning some things out for this series. It's, I'm telling you, you guys aren't ready. I gotta take a break because I gotta get all this stuff out for you guys. I gotta get this stuff made. I need to set some time aside, set my free time aside so I can really focus on developing these things and getting them out to you, which is why I need to take a break for the Storm Chat podcast. And don't worry, I'm going to be posting YouTube videos. Is that the reason why the podcast is going to be ending next week doesn't mean that I'm not going to be uploading frequently on YouTube. So it's a lot. I hope you guys stick with me. Again, we'll be back on the Storm Chat podcast later on in the summer. But anyway, guys, that's all the G-Storm news I have for you this week. Without further ado, let's dive into the question of the week. My question of the week is mainly for independent writers and artists, but this could be for anybody. I mean, if you're listening to this and you're not either of those things, this is something that you can answer. How proud are you of the work that you do? Are you satisfied with the work that you do? Do you think you can do better? Do you think you do too much? Do you think you're doing a less, you know, like, what is it? Like, let me know, whether it's a DM, whether it's in a comment on the G-Storm Network YouTube channel or whatever. Let me know your thoughts. Now, guys, I think it's time we dive into the segment of today, which is improving your craft. Creators should always strive to improve their craft. Do not settle with what you have now. Okay, because the problem with that is you're not really gonna know your true potential. You won't really know how far you can actually take your work if you just look at what you have today and go, all right, I'm fine with this. This is whatever. Like, how are you gonna be successful that way? Like, there's no way you can just sit there and look at your work that you have now and just be content with that. No, just don't do that. Please don't do that. Always look to better your work. I look at Eternity's End and every day I ask myself, how can I make this better? How can I make this chapter better? How can I make this character better? Even though I've been writing this story for a long time, I ask myself, how can I improve? How can I make this the best it can possibly be? You guys should have the same mindset. Now, if you're an independent writer, you should focus on studying storytelling. Look at books like Creating Character Arcs by K.M. Wyland. I believe we talked about that in earlier episodes. Story by Robert McKee. John Truby's The Anatomy of Story. There are so many different books. Manga and Theory and Practice, which the creator of the anime JoJo Bizarre Adventure wrote. There are so many different books that you can look at to improve your writing. I have all those books. I read those books all the time. Just to make sure that I'm getting my characters right, my world right, my story structure right, all that. You have to make sure you are always trying to better yourself. Always make sure you're challenging yourself, because that's one of the big things in life. You have to be able to take that leap of faith and just say, you know what, I want to challenge today. Challenge me today. Don't just be okay with where you are. And this isn't just, again, this isn't just with independent creators. This is just with life. Like, I have some people in my personal life who are fine with where they are. They're cool with being a an assistant instead of being in charge. They're cool with being in a lower position. Now, okay, some people's, you know, some people are different. Not everybody wants to be a boss. Not everybody wants to have a high position. Some people are content with that. But you never want to dismiss the potential that you have. And I don't want people to go through that. I don't want you guys going through that. I know with independent writers and artists, they look at their work and say, I'm never going to get good. I'm never going to be good enough. And that's a bunch of nonsense. You are going to get good. The only reason why you're telling yourself that you're not going to be good or you're not ever going to get better is because you're not putting in the effort to get better. you're not disciplined enough to say, you know what, I'm going to swallow my pride, look at my work, say it's not good enough, and want better. You should want more. You should always want more for your work. Always trying to improve your story. Always trying to improve your art. Get some good books on anatomy, on how to draw backgrounds, facial expressions, things like that. You should always be studying as you're being a creator. This goes for game design too. And I'm learning this as well when I'm working on my two commercial games. You should always look to challenge yourself. Always look. Every single time you look at your work, always look for things to improve. Even if it's just something small, even like minor details. It doesn't have to be anything crazy and big all the time. It's just learn how to accept that you can be better. Okay, like, and it took a while for me to understand that when I was a lot younger. You know, young G-Storm was just like, oh man, I'm going to drop the best thing ever. But it took me a while to realize that I would look at things and say, you know what, I can improve my craft. You know, this is nothing. Like, now, today, I could write a whole chapter of Eternity's End and look at it and say, I hate it. And I'll delete the whole thing. And I'll write it again. Or sometimes I'll save it just in case, like, so there's some ideas in there that I'm like, okay, you know, I could probably mess around with this a little bit. But anyway, most of the time I look at stuff and I say, I can't stand this. I don't like this at all. Ew. I just go, ew. And I just delete it. It just makes something completely new. And you have to be able to do that. You have to be comfortable with doing that. And I feel like a lot of creators are not comfortable because they think, if I abandon this idea, if I tread off this path that I've already set up, then I feel like I'm going to flop. I'm not going to be good. But for all you know, it could be beneficial for you. Like, let me tell you a story. So when I was writing Eternity's End Volume 1, the most difficult chapter I wrote was Chapter 5, which is the backstory of the main character, Kitsune. And that was the most difficult chapter for me to write because there were so many different directions that I wanted to take with her backstory, with her character, with that chapter. And for the longest time, I did not know what I wanted to do with it. And I'm just like, oh man, like, even when what I initially had that I liked, I was like, okay, this is good. I like this. This is better than what I had initially. But then I took some time away from it, came back to it, and I said, I don't like this. I hate it. How can I make this better? Like, I kicked myself in the nuts. Like, I was just like, how can I make this better? Because this sucks. And I went back to the drawing board. And before you know it, when I released Volume 1, damn near everybody who gave me a review or reached out to me said their favorite chapter was Chapter 5. The one I had the most trouble with. So you never know. Like, I saw the potential that chapter had, but what I had initially was not, it didn't satisfy me. So again, I went back and looked at the chapter, looked at things that I could improve and say, you know what? I'm going to throw this out. I'm going to make this better. I'm going to stick with this. I'm confident that this is going to be the direction I want to go with this chapter, and boom. It's everybody's favorite chapter. Most people who have Volume 1 comes to me and say, I love Chapter 5. I love Kitsune's backstory. So, like, that's how it is, guys. Like, you just have to be able to tell yourself that you can be better. And don't ever think that you can't be better, because you can. So, guys, that's all I have for you today. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on all my social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, what have you, the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. And don't forget to check out my website, www.gstorminc.com, where you can find the Eternity's End demo on May 10th. You guys can play it, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It's a small little game I'll throw together for you guys, my treat to you. And yeah, don't forget to check out my online store if you want to buy merch, www.gstormstore.com. eternitiesandvolume1.com. You can buy signed copies of Eternities and Volume 1, as well as my t-shirts and mugs. And yeah, guys, last episode is next Friday, and then we won't be doing this for about a month and a half, maybe 2 months. We'll see. But there is so many things that I have planned on the horizon while I won't be posting Storm Chat episodes after next week. So I hope you guys follow me on the social medias and check me out on the website to stay up to date with all the cool things that I'm doing. Of course, definitely check out the G-Storm Network YouTube channel, because I'm going to be posting pretty frequently after episode 25, and I have a lot of cool videos planned. And not just like company things, like also like a lot of mainstream things. There's a lot of things I want to talk about in the gaming industry as well as the manga industry that I think should be addressed. But anyway, folks, I'm out of here. I'm Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment LLC. Take care, be blessed, improve your work, and have yourselves a great day. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.